Hello.
Radio.
Hello, this is Jan Quiet, and this is my first show, and I wanted to introduce you to myself and let you know what I'm about first. I started teaching in the 80s, and so I went through a lot of the whole brain learning, which was coming online there in the scientific community. The 90s came about, and that totally shut down the right hemisphere of the brain, and we went into testing. So I've gone through the changes from applying the science that was coming through about how our brain works to actually the sabotaging of all of that information and then atrophying to like a system that was imposed upon us from the outside. And this came down from the federal government, and the states were given money in order to get kids to achieve high test scores. So I didn't know what to do about it. I just saw this whole thing crashing around me and everybody then jumping on board to get the federal money. And so our children just became numbers. Parents tended to, after the years went by, most parents, because of the stresses of their lives, both parents needed to go to work, they really didn't have a choice but to send their children to school, or public school. So even though there's many private schools that have come online with this whole brain learning and child-centered learning systems, 97% of our children go to public school. And for parents, we need to understand what's going on and question the system, as well as instead of waiting for the system to change, we need to supplement our children at home. And we do this by educating ourselves. So it's like going back and doing your own research to understand how you work in order to help your children. So this is my background. And so I've stepped onto Blog Talk Radio to give some ideas about how we can go about this and to start to notice these things so that we can change them. Because if we just keep doing, as Einstein says, the same thing over and over again, expecting different results, this is insanity. So let's look at the world around us and just, you know, we can just say it clearly is insane. And then we can go about shifting our perceptions about it and empowering ourselves so that we can go into the future with a sense of place, a sense of power, a place of beauty, because this is our true nature. So I'm also, there's my rooster, I'm also a pathfinder. I found out back in the 90s during a movie that I was watching, the wolf in Dances with Wolves came on the screen and he was being shot. And I was so upset about this. The only thing I remember in that scene is that this energy came up my spine and exploded in my head. And it said, trust me. So after the movie, my friend, she asked me how I liked the movie. And I said, I don't know. All I remember is the wolf talked to me. So it took me a while to understand that the wolf really is our innate knowing. It's a connection to our innate knowing. And so for the years following that, which was in the 90s, then I discovered that I am a pathfinder and that I have the ability to see my way through these illusions and start to understand how we can operate differently. And we do this by questioning what we've been taught. So this is unschooling. In order for us to go forward, we need to go back a couple steps and find where we gave our power away and then became digits in a system. So how did we do this? We accepted the reality presented to us rather than to realize that we are creating it. So even though we are creating by default, because we don't know who we are, we don't know our capabilities, we get stuck in the reflection rather than to understand what thoughts and feelings were we projecting in order to attract that experience to us. And when we start to understand that, see, we put ourselves back in the driver's seat. We're not here to fight against anything. We're here to be ourselves. So, what women have innately is our ability to receive. And a lot of what we receive, we suppress. We adapt, we conform, and we start to please others. See, now this is going the two steps back to see where we made an error in our self-perception. We're not really here to serve others. We can think that, but we actually will end up keeping people inside the box, keeping our children inside the box. So as we let go and become more of who we are by exploring more our creative abilities, then we can teach our children. But we have to do it first. We extend that, not just our children, we extend it into the world. Free ourselves, that freedom is extended into the world. We're part of what is called, Sheldrake coined it, a morphogenic field. So the work that you do on yourself to free yourself then is extended into this morphogenic field, and other people will feel it. You may not even meet them, but they're receiving what you're putting out. And this is the interesting thing about waking up, because you realize everything is connected and you are an important part of the whole. So I wanted to say something about, I lost my train of thought. Anyway, so let's talk a little bit about habits, because part of our human experience is we want to know things so that then we can operate from our knowing and be safe. We want things to be familiar. And we want to operate inside that familiarity. Okay, so we need to call this, is going two steps back now, because we need to call this up to our conscious mind. And we want to say, is it really safe to keep doing the things that we've been doing habitually to keep ourselves safe and secure, and buying insurance policies so that if anything does happen, well, then we get paid. And if you, I'm not going to go into that right now, but if you just take the insurance industry and what it is banking on as a human trait, it's really our fear of the future, of what might happen. And we insure ourselves against that. The funny thing about that, if something bad happens, we win. Because that's why we pay insurance companies, because we want, it's like you're creating your future. And then when it happens, then you get a payoff. But what you're creating is what you don't want. So if you take a look at that, you might find some insight into the habits that we form as adults. Now, children don't have this. When children are born, they come equipped with curiosity, and they want to know things. They ask lots of questions, and they ponder, and they reflect. They're not rigid yet. So much of what we do is rigid because we have learned to stay safe. That's the rigid, that's the platform we operate from. So if we go into more of a flowing alignment, there's a lot of experiences that can happen that won't happen when we're perceiving things inside of a rigid structure. So when you go into the school system, for example, the children are fed all this endless data, information, and then they're tested on it. And so that structure in itself creates like little boxes inside of their thinking, and they have to fit the grandness of their being inside these little boxes. And they learn to conform. They get stars for it. They learn to compete against each other. They think that they're smart, you know, if they get these scores. So in my experience, the people that were successful in life were the ones that were creative, that didn't even go on to college but followed their passion. And they just kept following it and expressing and learning more and more. And many of the people that went on to college learned more and more of how to put themselves inside of a system, inside of a cubicle, and get paid for it. And then think their security was based on that paycheck, and then spent the rest of their lives living inside of a box. So taking a look at all that, taking a look at our habits, and stretching our mind and doing something this day, doing something this day that is not habitual. Doing something like riding your bike in the rain. Something that does not make you feel secure and comfortable. But do it as a child would do, just to explore, you know, what would it be like to do something like that? Go do something that you've always wanted to do, but you never would let yourself. You see, because when we do this, we keep creating more rigid patterns of what the creative isn't allowed freedom. So the feminine is where I'm focused now, the rise of the feminine. Everybody's talking about it. So I want to say just in a few words what the rise of the feminine is about. And it really is about freeing ourselves from this rigid structure and feeling safe in the flow of life. And I've said that women are natural receptors, which simply means that we are part of a greater whole, and our bodies know this. We're receptors. We feel things. We don't understand. We can't put words, but we feel, we receive, and many times we never get that reception into consciousness. We stop it because it doesn't fit inside of what we think we know, and so we disregard it. But the universe moves on, and we're coming into a time now where we can trust ourselves. We can trust our intuition. We can trust our inner knowing, even though it doesn't have words yet. Many people might think we're dreamers, but in truth, we're dreaming what is not experienced yet into experience, like children do. They pretend. In the Bible, it says you must become as little children to enter the kingdom. So what does that mean? Dropping down into our bodies and feeling what it's like to have that life force moving through you and moving you into the direction of your dreams. Not making you sit in a chair, conform to what a teacher is telling you, or society, or the news. As we grow up, we do that. The children being born today are incredible. I can do a whole show on how the children coming online today are equipped with much more of their DNA intact than previous generations. Although we as parents and grandparents are the bridge builders for these children to walk across this bridge. They're already equipped to do it, and we are here to pave the way. There's that word again, pathfinder. You might be a pathfinder too, but you're not quite sure how to navigate. So these children come into the world, and they're already equipped. They already have their perceptions online to follow what they imprinted themselves with to bring into the world. They don't come as a blank slate. A lot of these, there's different websites talk about star seeds and how these children come in, and even though they're in little bodies, if you talk with them, they look at you right in the eyes, if you've noticed. When I was growing up, I remember babies would always like hide their face inside their mother's neck when you're standing behind them at the grocery store. And then I noticed how they stopped doing that, and they looked right at you. They look through you. So if you stop and you take the time to ask them what they're feeling, what they're perceiving, not just go along the veneer of life, which is what these videos do. They're just getting high off of, you know, sensations that are being blasted at them. When actually the word education comes from the word educare, which is a Latin word, and it means drawing what is already present out. Drawing from within, no different than a flower. When you look at all the flowers in the garden, all the flowers in the garden have a particular shape, particular geometry, a particular aroma. And when you stop and admire all of these thousands of flowers, from the very, very tiny to the huge, you know, flowers that actually bloom above your head. Only every, like, 9 years they bloom. Children are like these flowers of the garden. So when you send your child to public school, what are you doing? You're making them all the same. And you're measuring them to a standard, and they're either higher or lower than that standard. You take children in school and they all start with 100%, right? and you start taking away. So it's how many minuses you have on your paper. We're not adding to what is already there. We're not bringing out what is within. Now, women are already aligned with this type of innate connection to the moment that we're in right now and how it's changing. We feel it in our bodies. We see a different future than the one being broadcast, the one being shoved at us through our five perception reality. We have that sixth sense going on, intuition, which tells us something different is possible. Now, the children are also saying this to us, something different is possible. So when they express themselves, we need to listen. And then we need to draw out more of what they are feeling and sensing. And it may not come through words because they don't have all that vocabulary developed yet. Plus, they don't have the vocabulary of limitation that we have, where we always say, oh, but, you know, we dream and then we have, oh, but. I remember when I started to have all these this awareness arise in me, I would think, well, yeah, but how can you make money doing that? Because I had built in my system that nothing was worth doing unless you could make money at it. So these children come and they are interested in expressing and feeling themselves manifest. They know, actually, at some level, the conundrum the world is in right now, but they also come as a catalyst to wake us up. So we have a mighty job in front of us, these 97% of the kids that are sitting there in schools. There's some alarming statistics coming out where, this is statistics from Australia, but the United States and the Western world is pretty much reflected there, where it used to be that 4 out of 1,000 teenagers would commit suicide. Now it's 40, these statistics I read just last week. So when we do not allow what is inside to come out, it turns dark. And it starts coming out in ways that are difficult to accept. But if you can see that the darkness in the events that happen are really hiding the light that's underneath, the rebellion that the children have when they're teenagers is because the seed that contains their knowing is trying to crack, and they're trying to get to know themselves. And 0 through 7, when they build that platform to launch into 7 through 14 and then 14 through 21, when that isn't in place, then the next stage is 7 through 14 and the 14 through 21, and then going on every 7 years, those we go back to that pain in the emotions where we don't feel capable, we don't feel worthy, we feel lost, we get depressed, we don't know how to get out of it, we can't even express it, we think there's something wrong with us. And then the images that are blasted at us just through magazines, how you're supposed to look, especially women. Children need to conform to this image or they're not in. And so they immediately start sabotaging that seed, that beautiful seed that's trying to grow. So when all this is happening out there in the world, as parents, you know, we need to start to nurture that which is wanting to come out. And when there's pain and there's sorrow, just by holding a child and letting them express that and not expecting them to always be happy. You know, we need to explore the unhappiness and find out what's brewing in there. See, that's the darkness that's ready to come out in a way that may not be too pretty. And they need to embrace their feelings, just like we need to embrace ours. You see, we're going to come through this. We are going to come through this because that's the future that we're receiving. It's different. But we need to go through some earthquakes. We need to unschool. We need to unlearn so that we can experience ourselves as part of a whole. Know that we are taken care of. Know that we are safe. And know that we can bloom. So we need to challenge the restrictions. Trust ourselves. Know if you're a way shower. So as I come to the end of this show, thank you for listening. I covered so much about being part of the whole here that I'm going to be going into details with each show so that we can see how these ideas are reflected in our reality, and then go to work to shift ourselves so that the mirror of our experience in the world matches that inner perception. And we'll be operating from a whole new platform, which is now upon us. So I am going to sign off for now. And again, I thank you for listening. See if there's any place for you to comment. I'm not sure. But I'll be back with you shortly. Thank you so much. Aloha.